From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The number of people who want to generate solar power in Florida is steadily rising. Sometimes, however, a desire to go green gets a little ahead of what the power system is ready for. That's what happened in Lake Worth Beach recently. And as WLRN's Madeline Fox tells us, there are still some limits to work out.
Paul and Emily Abbott have been thinking about the environmental costs of living in Florida for a long time. In Paul's first South Florida apartment, he tried to cut down on his air conditioning by painting his roof.
You know, I went to Home Depot and got some like 99% reflective white roof paint.
I remember he was like, yeah, didn't tell my landlord. I went up to my roof and painted it white just to like reduce the heat. We live in South Florida.
Now that the couple owns a home in Lake Worth Beach, they don't have to sneak around to offset their energy use. They put that same reflective paint on the flat part of their new roof. And they also decided on another addition to their roof, solar panels. Paul found a solar co-op. Those gather people interested in solar and help them navigate choosing solar panels and getting it all up and running.
That was really helpful because I had a feeling I wanted to do this, but I was a little lazy and didn't want to like do all the research myself.
At an information session, Emily noticed there might be a problem.
Everything's like, well, FPNL, FPNL, FPNL. And I literally was like, hi, we're City of Lake Worth. What do we do? And she was like, oh, yeah, we've got a couple of you.
In Lake Worth Beach, everyone gets their power from a single utility company. And it's not Florida Power and Light. The power comes from Palm Beach County's only city-run utility. Still, everything seemed to be moving forward with their solar mission.
We signed the contract at the end of March. The installer came out, did all their measurements. We filled out all the paperwork with them, put down our down payment. We were like, that's weird. We haven't heard from the installer in a while. Like, what's going on? So we reached out to them. And they're like, oh, you haven't heard? The City of Lake Worth has a solar moratorium.
The city was pumping the brakes on adding any new solar users while it sorted out a problem. As more people started using solar, city officials realized they were missing an essential piece of paperwork for all of them. It's called an interconnection agreement, and it's required by Florida law. It lays out how each system is designed, how much electricity it's expected to produce, and how that works with the electric company. Those agreements also need to lay out how customers get credit for the extra power they produce. Usually, it comes out of their total electric bill. It took 4 months to draft an agreement. It's similar to FPL's. And about a month and a half after the moratorium ended, the Abbotts had some news.
We have solar panels on the roof.
Yeah.
The unfortunate thing is that we missed out on all those long summer days where we could have, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours of sunlight.
Not flipping their system on until October meant a lot of running their air conditioning on non-solar power. And since the moratorium, Lake Worth Beach now has a cap on how much solar power customers can generate, about as much as the Abbotts do now. Lake Worth Beach Utilities says that's a safety precaution. Big power companies like FPL, they might lose power in huge pockets during a hurricane, but the lights stay on in other places. In Lake Worth Beach, utility director Ed Liberty says their system is small enough that it can black out entirely.
We're starting up the city from a blackout. If you have voltage swings and load swings on circuits because of power sources that you can't control, that creates a problem.
A problem because rooftop solar fluctuates if clouds come in or as the sun moves. It adds unknown variables to a system that's in panic mode during a blackout.
We have no control at all over individual customer-owned solar projects.
A few businesses got in before the cap, but let's say the Walgreens on Dixie Highway and 6th wants to go solar. Walgreens has done that in other places. In Lake Worth Beach, they wouldn't be allowed to generate enough solar power to make paying for panels cost-effective. At least, not yet.
There was concern about the cap. I do expect that at some point in the future, that may come up again, and we'll address it.
In Lake Worth Beach, if you live in a house, the solar power kinks are mostly worked out. If you're trying to offset a bigger business or an apartment building, though, the city's not quite there yet. I'm Madeline Fox in Lake Worth Beach.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.